And today's daf is Chaf Hey. We got to the very, very bottom of Chaf Dalam and Beis, though. The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Korin Velo Cholten Vemvaren El Krova Shalmes. The Mishnah doesn't really tell us what it's talking about. Many of Yerushalmim say this Mishnah is referring to Chol Moed. So we're talking about Chol Moed. We just spoke about Chol Moed beforehand. And the Mishnah tells us that on Chol Moed, Ein Korin, one does not do Kriya. Velo Cholten, the Cholten was removing like the shoulder. It's something that we don't do anymore. Vein mevarin, referring to there was no sudas havra, ella krovel shemes, other than the relatives. So on the relatives on chalmoid will do kriya, chalitza, and sudas havra. That's what it's referring to. Other shom think this is talking about perhaps regularly, but we're going to assume it's referring to like most shom on the chalmoid. Chalitza, we mentioned the gemara was when you reveal the shoulder. We don't do it anymore. And furthermore, the Mishnah writes, "Ve'ein mevarin ela al mitas akufa." Sudas avra only takes place on a mitas akufa. Normally, everything has to be the bed are turned over kfiyas amita, but for the sudas avra on chol moed requires a mitas akufa. And also, somewhat of a debate as to who this is referring to. If you look Rashi in the Mishnah writes, it's referring to Yoshuvin haMenachmim. We're referring to the Menachmim. Which we would assume the Menachem, people who are coming to comfort, would certainly be on the Mita Zekufa. Others have a different explanation referring to the Avelim, but a bit of an ambiguous mission here. So, says the Gemara now in Chaf Heyam and Alf, Vafilu Chacham, is it really true that only relatives tear Kriya? But if a Chacham da is a well-known Chacham, not everyone would tear Kriya? Even if it happened to Chol Moed, Vahatani, the Braisa tells us, Chacham Shemes HaKol Krovav. So if the Chacham dies, everyone's a relative. Gemara says, what do you mean, HaKol Krovav? How is it possible that everyone's his relative? Just because he's smart, we're all going to be cousins? Ella HaKol Ki Krovav. Everyone's treated as a relative, and therefore, HaKol Korin Alav, HaKol Cholzin Alav, HaKol Mevarin Alav Berchava. Everyone does Kriya, everyone does Chalitza, and everyone does the Sudas Havra in the street. So everyone is treated like a karov. So why is it only the actual relatives in the Mishnah tear kriya? This price says everyone tears kriya for a chacham. So the Gemara answers, "Lo tzricha de lav chacham." Our Mishnah is referring to a case where he's not a chacham, a regular guy. So regular guys, only the relatives tear kriya. But in a chanami, if he had been a chacham, so everyone would be doing kriya. Well, so okay, there's another category that we would tear kriya for. Let's say v'yadim kasher who chiv mechiv lemikre. But if it's an adam kasher, we'll get to in a moment what Adam Kasher means. Adam Kasher, everyone has an obligation to tear Kriya. How do we know? The Tanya, the Braitza teaches us that Pipnei Ma Banov Uvnosov Shal Adam Mesim, Kishem Katanim. For what reason do children die when they're very young? Kidei Shayivka Visabel Adam Kasher. So, in order that they should cry on Adam Kasher. Now, the Gemara is the Havmina, but in the Havmina it says that why do the little children die? Because children are, of course, considered Adam Kasher. Whatever Adam Kasher means. And this way, just to cry over Adam Kasher. I want to see you cry, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and he takes their life away. Moses says, wait a second. Kidei, Sheyivka, Vizabel, Adam Kasher, Vizivka, Vizabel, Arvuna Kashakomine? Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking like a collateral away from us. He's taking us a little saying away in order for us to cry. That doesn't really make much sense. Usually, someone dies because of a punishment, not taken away to cause us to do something. Ela Mipnesha Lo Bacha, Vizabel, Adam Kasher. So no, the reason why a person's children die when they're young is because that father didn't properly cry over an Adam Kasher. So we learn from this, Shekol Bochav Misabel Adam Kasher Mochlan Lo Akolav On Osav Bishvil Kavach Asalo. So the halacha is that anybody who does cry and who does mourn over an Adam Kasher who dies, he is forgiven for all his sins. And because of the great honor he showed the Adam Kasher. But if he did not miss Abel over such Adam Kasher, his sins are still there. And as we know, that because of his sins, his children die young, because of the father's sins. So we have a whole, it's nice, like if you get a whole list of different things a person does, that person would get complete mechila. Somebody was asking me last night what it means. The Rambam used a lashon of tolin. At certain times that a person does tshuva, it's tolin until Yom Kippur. I say it comes up a lot of places that you don't get full kapara until tshuva, until Yom Kippur comes. Sometimes you need misa, sometimes you need yisurim. So these things also, like if a person is misabel adam kasher, or the Yom Chupasa, which is told by Ramochel, I'm not sure if it means that they're entirely wiped out, or it means that you're tolin, a person's protected from onshim until the next element of kapara takes place. But either way, this is an example of another case where Mochlin lo al kolav on osof. What? Yes, exactly. So says the Gemara, so why is the Mishnah tell us that only a relative Yuter Kriyon? So an Adam Kasher Yuter Kriyon. So let's talk about what's an Adam Kasher. So there's a big machlokas we show what Adam Kasher is. So the Ritva writes has to be a person who is not only a chassid and does the right things, he also had know a little bit of Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Pesach Tshuva and Hilchos Avos have such a discussion whether a person needs to know a little bit of Torah, or an Adam Kasher means a person who's mamish a yashar, there's no bad rumors about him, he's doing everything the right way, ben adam l'chavero, he doesn't know anything about Torah, but he's doing everything proper.
So is there such a thing?
Sure.
No.
Why not?
Because he doesn't know, it's not his fault, but there's rules and halachot and mitzvot, and the fact that he's a nice guy, we have a nice guy too.
Right.
So,
no, so
Adam Kasher?
So again, so it's possible that if he does everything the right way, he's a Baal Midos and knows the halacha, but there's no Torah. You can know halacha without knowing Torah. You can know halacha without knowing Torah.
If you know halacha, you know Torah.
Well, it means like a person who's not learned. There's a different level. People know what to do, the right thing to do. Their father taught them, the Rebbe taught them, but they're not learned individuals. So anyway, it's a big machlokas to show them how to define Adam Kasher. Machlokas in the poskim, how to define Adam Kasher. But either way, if it's an Adam Kasher, whatever that definition is, everybody has a requirement to take Kriya. So how come the Mishnah only says a relative? So says the Gemara, we're talking about a case, Delav Adam Kasher. So our Mishnah is a case where it's not a Chacham, it's a case where it's not a Talmud Chacham, it's just a relative. So the Gemara says, wait a second, there's yet another scenario where one would have to take Kriya, even though he's not a relative. Pasim b'shas yitzias neshama chayuva michayev. If a person's present during death, at the moment of death, when the neshama leaves, and which is a very, very serious time, of course. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ha'omed al Hameis, B'shas Yitzias Neshama Chayv Lekra. Yes, it's their Kriya. So this is very important halacha. L'maza Dome, what's this similar to? L'Sefer Torah Shenisraf, Shechayv Lekra. It's no different than seeing a Sefer Torah burning. A person has to their Kriya. So let's talk for a moment about being there, Yitzias Neshama. So there's halacha we see from you're supposed to their Kriya. That many doctors who perhaps know the halacha, who let's say they're in the business of, you know, profession of death, whatever type of doctor they are, so they're present oftentimes at b'shas yitzias neshama, let's say, or let's say they're chaver kedisha and they're called earlier, you know, mamish close to misa, and people who are in the chaver kedisha will be there, you know, number of occasions throughout the year they'll be there during the actual death. The custom is not to take Kriya. It goes against Mefurish Gemara. It goes against Mefurish Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way. So the Rama writes that for these types of cases that are non-relatives, it's okay to do Kriya on the bottom of the shirt. This person told me that he knows certain people in the Chavak Hedisha who will tear the bottom of the shirt. So it's not noticeable. And your Yotze, the concept of being there, Yitzas, B'shash, Yitzias, Neshama. Now, there's a big Indian to be there, but during Yitzias, Neshama, it's very, very important in. So the brought down the name of the Sefer Gesher Chaim, that we don't have that minhag anymore. You do not have to tear Kriya b'shas yitzias neshama. Why not? Because people are going to say, I don't want to ruin my shirt and rip my shirt. I'm leaving the room. I'm not going to be present during yitzias neshama.
Especially a doctor.
Many shirts. Right, and exactly. Especially if it's a common thing for you to do, chavak kedush or a doctor, they're not going to go. So they say that we want someone to be there. It's very important in that a person's there b'shas yitzias neshama. So we say, you know what? Do away, don't do the Kriya. We'd rather you be there and not take Kriya than not be there at all. That's what the halach is. And the number of halachas that are there, that when a person's present during Yitzias Neshama, there should be no crying there. It's a very important time. It's the Neshama is leaving the guf at that moment. And if the Neshama hears the crying, apparently it becomes, creates a sa'ar and confusion for the body. To brought down the halacha, no crying is allowed to be done as best as possible during Yitzias Neshama. Either way, so we see this is yet another situation where a person is going to be have to do a Kriya. Our Mishnah says only a relative tears Kriya. But let's say a person is there during the moment of death. He has to tear Kriya, says the Gemara, the lo kai hasam b'shas yitzias neshama. Our Mishnah is a situation where he's not there b'shas yitzias neshama. But had a person been there b'shas yitzias neshama, or it was an Adam Kasher, or it was a Chacham, inech nami, he would have to tear Kriya as well. Now there's a discussion. The Rush talks about what if the person who dies, a person's present during a Rasha's, when a Rasha dies. Do you have to take Kriya when you witness a Rasha dying? So this is a debate. So the Rush quotes from his Rebbe, the Maharam, that one does not take Kriya In fact, one's supposed to be very simcha, very besimcha, but avod yusham rina. You're supposed to rejoice when the rasha dies. The rasha didn't feel so comfortable, and he quotes a rashi that everyone, why are we compared to Sefer Torah? Because shein lecha adam b'Yisrael reik mitorah mitzvos. There's no yid who does not have any mitzvos in Torah to him. So you have to tear kriya for anybody, unless he's a well-known mumar l'avodah zarah, or he's a over alveir l'teavon. I say lahaches. He's out there. Imamish mumar mami apikaris. Unless he's really very, very, very bad. If he's not one of those categories, even though he might be doing bad things, one would have to tear kriya if he's present during Shas Yitzias and Shema. There's a debate how much a person has to tear kriya. It's not really discussed in the poskim though. Okay. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara had also told us that a person sees a person dying. It's like seeing a Sefer Torah burning. What's the connection of a person to a Sefer Torah? So look at the top Rashi on the page, Chafaf Hayamun Aleph. Rashi says, top line, the Sefer Torah, he's compared to Sefer Torah, the Torah Kruya Ner, it's called a candle, Shenemar Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, V'Neshama Mik Nikres Ner, D'Chsev Nishmas Adam. So we see that the Torah is considered Ner, even though really the positive says Ner is Mitzvah, and Torah is really Or, and Neshama is Ner, it's not really worked out so well, Torah is Or, not Ner. But it's the same discussion of Ner and Or and Light, so therefore, that's a comparison.
Ner means love, but the Ner goes up, the light of the Ner, the nature goes up.
Uh-huh.
So the Neshama goes up, so that's
all. Okay. By the time of the Neshama being Eish, and always wanting to go up and back to its place.
It's death.
Right.
It goes up to clean.
The Ramban explains, very interestingly, he says that the Nefesh in the Guf is like the Askaros of Hashem, Shem Hashem in the Tefillah, in the Torah. Shem Hashem in the Torah is like the Neshama in the Guf. And that's what the comparison of Ramban says. Rashi and Shabbos explains because when a person dies, of course, he's batal b'mitzvah, so too when the Torah is burned, you can't use that anymore for reading, you can't use it for learning and doing mitzvahs anymore. Okay, now let's go through the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is the first medium wide line down, or right before that actually, the last narrow line. Kinach nafshei the Rav Safra, when Rav Safra died, lo karu rabban aleo. The Chachamim didn't tear kriya? Amri lo gamri aminei, we didn't learn from him, he's not our Rebbe. Amri lehu Abaye, Abaye says, mitanya harav shemes, doesn't say the Rav, it says Chacham shemes, and he certainly was a Chacham, Tanya. Ve'od, moreover, ko yoma shemes is a befuma mibei medrasha. Every single day we're quoting Rav Safra, he's alive, we are learning from him. Even though we didn't learn from him directly, his halachos are being quoted, his farm are being used. So the Gemara says, "Savar ma'ad dehava hava." They thought, "Okay, we missed out on the opportunity. You're right. We should have done kriya. We're moda, but we missed out. When we heard it, the death, we should have taught kriya. But since it's already passed, it's too late." Amalei Abaye says, "Wait a second. It's not too late. Tanina, the Mishnah told us that chacham kol mazman she'oskin behesped chayim l'kral. So as long as you're still eulogizing him for the next 30 days, let's say, there's a requirement to do to tear kriya. Still, it's still considered fresh." They wanted to right away. Okay, you're right, Abaye. Let's take kriya right now. So then he says, Tanya Chacham Kvodu Behesped. The best time to do it is during the Hesped. So we're still doing 30 days of eulogies. Let's wait till the next Hesped, and then you could do kriya. Kinach Nafshed Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, Savrala Osivi Sefer Torah Apuria. They wanted to place the Sefer Torah on the mita that the body was being placed on as of Rav Huna. So Amalei Rav Chisa. Rav Chisa says, Milsud de Bechaye, something that during Rav Huna's lifetime, Lo Sirle, Hashalikim Lavirle, something that Rav Huna was very much against when he was alive, you're going to make him do while he's dead? What did he hold? Dam Rav Chalif Tachlifa, Rav Tachlifa explained, Ana Chazisa Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, the Bay the Mesa Apuria, he wanted to sit on a bed. Vahavad Marach Sefer Torah, but there was a Sefer Torah on it. Vikaf Kada Arara, he placed a little pitcher, a barrel on the ground. Vosef Sefer Torah Aleya, placed the Sefer Torah on top of the barrel, and then he would sit on the bed. Alma, we see from this ma'isa, kasavar also leishiva kavi mita shesefer torah munachala. We see that Rav Huna held that you cannot sit on the same bed, same bench, or same chair as a sefer torah. So how are you going to now place a sefer torah on the same mita that his body is being lied down on? That's against what he said. So Gemara says lo have nafik puria mibave. So then they said okay. So they didn't place a sefer torah. Now they wanted to remove the coffin from the house mibave from the gate. Savar, they couldn't do it though. It was stuck. The coffin apparently was too wide to fit through the entrance or the exit. So Savar l'shul shalei derech gagan. He wanted to lower it down off the roof, bring it up to the roof and kind of lower it down with some ropes. So then the Gemara says that there Amr lehu Rav Chisa said, Hagamina, I have such a Masora Minei from Rav Huna himself. Chacham Kvodo Derech Pesach. Now the ideal honor is to go through the Pesach. Go through like a mensch, if you will. Savar Lashnuye Mipuri Puri. They wanted to transfer him to a smaller coffin that might have fit through better. Amalhu Rav Chesed Hachi Gamina Minei. I actually learned from Huna another halacha about this. Chacham Kvodo B'mita Rishona. You're the best to keep him in the first mita. Don't change over from coffin to coffin. How do we know that the ultimate kavod of a chacham is to remain in the original mita that he was in? Shenemar, the pasuk tells us, where is this in like Melachim Aleph, Shmuel Beis, by Yarkivu es Aaron Helokim, and they had carried on a road or something the Aaron of Hashem, the Aaron Kodesh, El Egla Chadasha, on the new wagon, Paris Bava. Chadasha. So this is talking about the Aaron was on a new Egla Chadasha. So they say they want, and David ended up using this Agala to carry it around. So once the Plishtim stole the Aaron, they returned it back with a very nice wagon. So David didn't want to change the place. Once it was placed on this wagon, he wanted to keep it on the same wagon. So just like we said, the Aaron Kodesh and the Sefer Torah, all these things are compared to a person. So we don't want to change him from another Mita. So what are they going to do? The mita is stuck in the house. They can't go through the roof, and it's too tight to go through. So Paris Bava, Afke, they broke down the exit, they made a little bit wider, and they were able to pass through the exit. So Pasach Ale Rabbi Abba opened up and said, Roy Haya Rabbeinu Shetishra Alav Shechina. Rabbeinu, who we're talking about now, Rav Huna. Huna was worthy of having the Shechina rest upon him. But being in Bavel caused him otherwise. Because in Bavel, there's no Shechina. So, had he been in Eretz Yisrael, he would have had the Shechina. Mesir Rav Nachman asks, Rav Nachman Bar Chisra asks, Amrilei, others say Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chisra. Haya, this part of the Pasuk. The Haya Davar Hashem El Yechezkel Ben Buzi, Hakarin Be'eretz Kazdim. So what's the shaila here? So he was in Eretz Kazim and he still had Nevuah Yechezkel. So we see there is such a thing as Nevuah and Shechina outside Eretz Yisrael. Topically, Avuah Basandalai, his father, Rav Chisda, slapped him over the head or something with his sandal. Kicked him, okay. So, Amalei Lava Mina Lachalot Sitra Al Alma. Don't bother the world, I guess, with your questions. My Hayo Shaya Kvar, that it was. Kiosk Lassam. Yechezkel went to Eretz Achutzarts. When he was, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he had the Ruach HaKodesh, but he didn't have any more. So there is no Shechina, no Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah outside Eretz Yisrael. So Amulei, the Rabbi Ami, the Rasi, Rav Huna Asi.
He took him to Eretz Yisrael, and over there, they told him to Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rav Huna Asi.
So they say Rav Huna is with us.
Yeah.
So Amri, they said, Kiavina Hasam, when we were there, Lo Havalan Liduluye Reshamine. We didn't have to bow our heads down to him, or raise our heads to him, actually, because of embarrassment. Hashta, Sina Hach Asa Basarin. But now that he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he comes after us.
They were told that Rav Huna has come, and they thought he's alive, and he's coming to learn from us. So then they found out, so he must be superior to him now, if he's coming to learn by us. So he said no, he actually passed away.
So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Nafik, they went out to greet the mace. And Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nafik, they didn't come out. Igdami, others have a different version of the story, that Rabbi Ila, Nafik, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nafik. The Nafik, my time, the one who went out to greet to the mace, why did they go out? The time of the Brisa tells us, Arun Ha'over, Mimakum Makum, Omdim La Bishura. When the coffin goes from one place to another place, one stands in a line, Va'omrin Allah, Birchas Abelim, V'tanchum Abelim. They say the Bracha, they say Nichma Abelim, Mamakum Yinachim Eschem. So that's why they went out, because there's a big kavod to the mace. To Lo Nafik, why did the people who didn't go out not go out? My time. What was the reasoning? The Tanya Aaron Ha'over Mimakam Lakam Ain Omdim Labashurvein Omim Alabiyachasavayim Tanachum Levim. There's another Bryce that says you don't have to. If a coffin goes from place to place, one doesn't need to. So Kasha Hadade, what do you mean? These two Bryces are steer with each other. Lo Kasha. Kan Shashaldu Kayemas, Kan Mishain Shaldu Kayemas. It depends whether or not the basic image after the body decomposes, whether or not it's still recognizable. So the Gemara says, so Rav Huna Shaldu Kayemas Hava. So Rav Huna, he died only recently, and only took a few days to get over there, so his body was still intact. So everyone should have went out to greet the mace. So the Gemara says, the Lo Nafik Lo Saimi Kame. So the ones who didn't go out, Lo Saimi Kame, what does that mean?
They did not receive the full report.
They thought maybe they...
So they didn't realize that this...
body was still intact, I guess. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amri, Heichi Ninche, where are we going to bury Rav Huna? Rav Huna rebits Torah b'Yisrael, he was a marbits Torah. And Rabbi Chiya rebits Torah b'Yisrael Hava. So it probably seems to be a very nice place to put them next to each other. Big marbits Torah. Man Maile, who's going to go to bring the Aron to the Kfura of Rabbi Chiya? They used to have like these caves or something. It wasn't very easy to just like anyone can... just anybody could go into these places. So Amr Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga says, let me take him in. I'll take him to Rav Chia. Do kimta l'tamude kavina bar timnei sirin shunin v'lo ha'achazi li'kari. Because everyone knows I had many my tamidim.
I learned this Torah
fine. And at 18 years old without seeing Kari. Okay. So Mashbele kam evi yadi beovdei. I also was meshamishim Rav Huna, and I know all his ma'asim tovim. Diyom achadei sapchi leivutun the tefillin. The once a ma'isa that tefillin had turned over. V'yasavel arban tanisa. He fasted 40 days. Now this is a source that if a tefillin falls on the ground, the person fasts that day, not for 40 days, but fasts that day. And it wasn't mean when the ritzuos flip over. Machlok is whether it means tefillin sharosh only, then tefillin shayad. But it doesn't refer to,
not falling, it's only flipped.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, right, exactly. Now, that's where we learn. If it fell, we fast for, but if it flipped over, so we don't fast. But some say, if let's say the shalrosh is flipped, it's inside out, then it's brought down, mishibru, such a custom. But the straps that hang down and oftentimes always turn around, flip. That's why some have a custom to put them in their belt to keep them straight. But even if that person doesn't, if they flip around, that's not the issue. The issue is if it's only over here. But this is simply a midas chatsidas. Yeah. So we don't necessarily learn from this, but this is the custom based on this Gemara, I believe, that if one tefillin does fall down, it's customary to fast that day. Or give tzedakah, maybe. If it's really going to make a person weak and not be able to learn that day, he could give tzedakah. So therefore, Rav Chaga convinced everybody that he's going to be the one to take Rav Huna's body into to be buried next to Rabbi Chiya. So Aili, Rav Chaga brings in the body. Hava Gani Yehuda Miminei Davua V'Chizkiya Mismola. So B'Chiya's two sons were buried next to him. Yehuda from one side and Chizkiya from the other side. Amar Le Yehuda L'Chizkiya. Yehuda says to Chizkiya, while they're dead, but Kum Miduchtech Delav Arch Arad Dukaim Rav Huna. So get from our place for Rav Huna. It's not proper for us to lie down when Rav Huna comes. Pali Dukaim, when they stood up for Rav Huna, Kam B'Hadei Amuda Denura. A pillar of fire came down. Chazi Rav Chaga Ibais, he got very scared. Zakvay Larona, he stood up the Aron of Nafuk Asa and against the pillar of fire, so he shouldn't get damaged. He used the Aron of Rav Huna to protect himself, his shield from the fire. Mahadi Lo Inish Anish, and the reason why he wasn't punished, Mishum Zakvay Larona Rav Huna, because he had stood up the coffin of Rav Huna, and the Ish couldn't get him, but he was really should have gotten punished for entering into the Ma'ara of Rav Chiya and his sons.
I didn't get the last
one. That he should have got, but he was supposed to get punished for entering in.
The guy that took Rav Huna to bury.
Yeah, but since he put the coffin in front of him to block him.
Why shouldn't get him? Why? He went to bury him.
Yeah, but since he was in a mock, he himself wasn't worthy maybe, or Rav Chiya's way, I'm not sure exactly. But it wasn't pasha to anyone just to go down. There's stories of people going Maras Machpela, and going down to the Avos. Don't come back or die or whatever it is. There's stories like this. Romans and stuff.
I was there twice.
So
So we know.
Right.
Life proof.
Gemara says, "Kinach nafshei Rav Chisa." When Rav Chisa had passed away, Savra lo sivi sefer Torah apuria. They also wanted to place the sefer Torah on his the same bed that he was on. Armel hu Rabbi Yitzchak Milsa de Rabbi Lo Srile, something that Rav Chisa's Rebbe Rav Huna didn't hold of. Ana nekim navile. We're going to make him. We're going to do it to him. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Savra de lo mishal krai. They wanted to not fix the rips after they tore kriya. They didn't want to fix them. And Amr Lahu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami Chacham Kevin Shechzir Pneim Me'achorei Amita Sholin. The halach is that once after tearing from Chacham and you turn away from the mita goes one direction. You go the other direction, or it's after the burial. It's actually permitted to do Sholin. Sholin was the unskilled way of sewing, which could include just pinning the two pieces of shirts together. Then Kinach Nafshei Diraba Bar Huna Rav Hamuna. When these two Amram died, Asiknu Lahasim, they brought to Eretz Yisrael to be buried. Kimata Gishra, they arrived to a bridge, a small, narrow bridge, and both of them couldn't pass along together. So they know what to do. So Kami Gamli, so the camel stopped. So Amar Lehu Taya, my high. So a certain Arab was walking by, said, "What is going on here? Why is traffic paused?" So Amar Leh Rabbanan Takav, the Kari Hadadi, they're showing honor to each other. Neither camel holding the mace is going to walk in front of the other one. Mar Amr Nail Bereisha, Mar Amr Mar Nail Bereisha. One says you go first, the other says no, you go first. Amr Dino Hudirab Barhuna Lebereisha. So the Arab paskened. He said the halach is the Rabbi Barhuna should go first. Chalif Gamli the Rabbi Barhuna, so he goes first. Nesa Kiche Vishine Dahutaya, his teeth and jaws maybe had dropped out of the Arab, and Pasach Allahu Yanuka. So that was before Pasach Allah. Question is, what did the Arab do wrong? You need to get traffic moving. You have to make a decision. So some because it was he wasn't showing honor to the other Amora who passed, that's what Rashi says. I think Rashi says. You see, Rashi, this is first narrow line down. Nasir kachi lechayev, lechayev. The lechayev are what his gums, teeth. No, shinaim are teeth.
Shinaim tochanot.
Rabbi Aaron Chiyav our jaws or gums or something?
It says molars. First was molars and then his teeth.
Uh-huh, okay, maybe the molars then. Okay.
Maybe his back molars and then the front teeth.
What is molars?
The big teeth in the back.
The teeth in the back.
So then Rashi says, Mishum debazi the Rav Hamanuna. He disgraced Rav Hamanuna by saying that Rabbi Barhuna should go first. It's disrespecting Rav Hamanuna. And Yaakov says the reason why is because he's mor halach in front of the other rabbanim who were there. Who's this Arab to paskin shilas? So he was. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Sanhedrin and in Erevin, that person who's mor halach b'fnei rabbo is chay misa. Okay, the Gemara says now pasuk aleha hu yanuka. There's gonna be a lot of gaza, by the way. Now a lot of eulogies we're gonna see over the next few blot to the end of Masechta. Some of them are a bit challenging.
The end of Masechta this week.
No, next week. It should be probably...
Yeah, it's coming week.
It should be Friday. Lamed Bey, it goes to Lamed Bey's or so?
Tuftet.
Oh, so it should be, yeah.
And then what is the next one? Sir?
Chagiga.
Chagiga is good.
Yeah?
Party.
Okay. You might like it. It actually has a lot of esoteric topics. Talks a little bit about Mice and Merkava a little bit.
Yeah, Shiva Rukim.
Okay. So, the Gemara says now, Hahu Yanuka. So, Pasach Allah Hahu Yanuka. So there's a young eulogist who opened up as follows. Geza Yeshi, I'm going to need a lot of help on this one. These are impossible, these eulogies. Gaza Yeshishim. So the children of the Zakenim. Olami Bavel, came from Bavel. V'imo Sefer Melchamos. And came along with him a Sefer Melchamos, which is a Sefer Torah. We're from Nuna. That's the first of Rav Hamanuna, apparently. And Kaos v'kabud huchpulu, the curse was doubled, came to the world. The Ros b'shod v'shever haba mishinar, along with the escorting these two who came from the Bavel, which is the areas of Shinar. Katzaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, alalama, v'chamas mimenu nefashos, and stole these nefashos away. V'sameach behem kechal chadasha, and apparently the malachim were happy, like a new kala. V'rochev aravos, And Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Ruach HaRav Al-Sas V'Samech B'Vo Ilav Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik. So in this world, there's a lot of klala, a lot of bad things happen, but in the world above, there's a lot of simcha, because bringing the tzaddik to the world above was a great, great simcha for them.
So everybody's sitting there, here's this they don't have Rashi, they don't have all these, they're just sitting there nodding, like, yeah, beautiful, well,
good
design. We caught every nuance.
Yeah, right? I know, right?
No, but it's, that was the language at the time.
Yeah, but I mean, that, you know, all these allusions to all... He alluded to all kinds of other things. It wasn't just like the words.
Right.
You know, the meaning behind the words, that you had to chop everything.
You voice around, you know. Even if you don't understand yourself, you're nice.
It's like Shakespeare, all the Shakespearean plays, some of the harder Shakespearean. Okay. I guess. So either they were just very sophisticated and people were just like, oh, that's very beautiful. I don't know what he's saying, but he's so articulate. Wow. Amazing. It's so awesome because I don't understand a thing he says. Or maybe they were just very sophisticated and they understood what he was saying. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Kinach nafshei de Ravina, Ravina, when Ravina had died, Pasach alahahu saftana, the eulogist had said, Timarim referring, date referring to Tzadikim, Hiniu Rosh, right, Tzadik Katamar, Kehafrach, right, Tzadik Katamar, so Timarim the Tzadikim, Hiniu Rosh, Al Tzadik Katamar. What's Hiniu Rosh mean? Like bend the head.
I mean the date trees move. Uh-huh. Like in the ground. Uh-huh.
So the leaves, the branches will wave. The top will wave on the tzaddik, which is like a tamar. And nasim leilos kiyamim al mesim nasim leilos kiyamim. He made the nights like days. Right. So in the back, a very interesting river. Meir Simcha, also the Meshech Chachma. Too bad Adam's not here. He's a big fan of the Meshech Chachma. He says that the Medrash that talks about how did Moshe Rabbeinu know whether it's night or daytime? So apparently when Moshe Rabbeinu learned, when he's learning Torah Shebech Sav, so he knew it was the daytime. And when he's learning Torah Shebech Pei, he knew it was the nighttime. I'm not sure how he knew to change which topic to learn, but that's what it says. And this is why there's a big inyan to learn Mishnayos at nighttime and Tanakh during the daytime, not the opposite. Supposed to, Tanakh not supposed to be learned at nighttime. Torah Shebech Sav is daytime, and Torah Shebech Pei is nighttime. So, therefore, what? So, since Ravina and Ravashi learned the Shas, they put together the Shas, it says, Leilos Kiyamim, that they turned the daytime into nighttime. Everything was nighttime for them. Everything was Torah Shabbat Peh, something along those lines, says the Meshech Chachma. Then the Gemara says, Amar Le Ravashi Lebar Kipuk. He said to this individual, who is a eulogist apparently, Hahu Yoma, that very day, when I pass away, my Amrus, what are you going to say? I know what's my obituary? What's my eulogy going to be? And a few months ago, I read an article that there was a guy who wrote his own obituary. He wrote it before he died, and his family didn't know about it. I don't know how. Maybe it was in the will, I guess. And they published his own obituary. So, what are you going to say about me when I die? Asked Ravashi. So he says, Amina im barazim nafla shalheves. If a cedar tree, a fire catches, if a cedar tree catches fire. Mayasu Ezev Kir, what are the simple people going to do? The people of the wall, I guess, or something. What are they going to do? The Vyasan Shebuchacha Hayla. What? In the Gemara. This is the next piece of the Gemara.
Wow. Ivetan Bechakam Oda.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's where it's from. I was wondering, because it's saying. Famous phrase in Hebrew, Im barazim shel nafla shalevet, ma yigidu azvei hakir.
Oh yeah?
I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, and they're using it a lot.
Oh, the Amon Am?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So then I get the idea means if the leader dies, what's everyone else going to do?
Barazim, the Erez, which is a big, nice tree. Erez, balvanon is gay.
Right.
So what the simple people will say.
Okay. And is this next one also a phrase? Livyasan Bechaka Hoila Mayasu Degei Rakak?
Same
kind of. Don't use that phrase. You should implement it. So if the big serpent dies, fish gonna do? Nachal Shotev Nafal Chaka. If the river overflows and it becomes a overflowing river becomes big drought, Mayasu Megavim. What's the small little ponds going to do? Amale Bar Avin. If I'm saying anything incorrect, let me know. Okay. So Amar Leih Bar Avin, Bravin says, Chas v'shalom, d'chaka v'shal haves b'tadika am emana. Chas v'shalom, that you shouldn't compare a tzaddik to a fire burning and to a... and tfisas cheka, what's that? To what? To fisher. To fisher, My amris. So what would you say? So he responds, Amina b'chula velim, v'lo laveda. Cry for the Velim who are in this world and not for the lost object. Shehila Menucha, he's in a good place. Don't cry for him. Don't cry about his pain. And he's in a good place. V'anu lanacha. And here, we who are left in this world, we should be with a great anacha, with a great asai and grief. That's, you should cry for those who are left behind and not for those who have passed on. So after hearing this, Chalisha died to Elayu. Rav Ashi wasn't so pleased with this eulogy. He was a little bit... sad about this. Visapich krayayu, and the eulogist got punished with his knees or something. His knees became backwards. And Hahu Yoma, that very day that Rav Ashi died, lo asa laspude, they didn't come eulogize him because all the eulogists' knees became backwards. They turned, their legs got flipped around or something. Hayu dama Rav Ashi, Rashi would say, lo bar kipa chalitz, lo bar oven chalitz. Rav Ashi said that, this is what the statement says. The Gemara Yevamos talks about a situation about putting a chalitza on a person's leg who's kind of flipped backwards. So Bar Kipuk and Bar Oven, these are two eulogists whose legs became backwards. So that's if a person has chalitza, talking about with a woman and a yibum. They want to do chalitza and they want to marry the brother-in-law, doesn't want to marry the sister. The sister, the wife doesn't want to marry the brother-in-law, they do chalitza. But you're not allowed to do chalitza on a person whose foot is backwards. You can't do that just spinning the shoe. So the example of a person whose foot is backwards was Bar Ipuk and Avin Bar Avin, who were these people who got cursed from Rav Ashi for giving these very unflattering eulogies. Or, I mean, I guess they didn't really give the eulogy, but they anticipated what the eulogy would have been.
Hey, no mercy one time.
What?
There was no mercy.
No mercy. Then the Gemara says, Rav Akiva Asil Diglas. When he went to reach the place of Diglas, which is also the Nahar Chideka, one of the four rivers from Gan Eden, Amalei the Bar Abin Kum Eima Milsa. So Rava says to Bar Abin, who is this eulogist, get up and say something. Kai, stand up. Amar Bo Rov Shlishis Bamayim. So most of Am Yisrael are called Shlishis, pass through the water. This is referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, I would imagine. So Am Yisrael is called Shlishis. Why it's called Shlishis? Why it's called third? I'm not sure why. But Shlishis. I should have known that one. Okay. I have down here, it says, also in Yeshaya, apparently, Yeshaya and Zechariah. Yeshaya, it says, Bayom hahu ye Yisrael Shlishia. And Zechariah, it says, Havesi Shlishis Baish. So we know Tanakh a little bit better. We've known Shlishis refers to Am Yisrael. So Rov of Am Yisrael called Shlishis was B'mayim. And Zechariachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembered us and had mercy to save us, and Ta'inu Mara. And we
and don't punish us the same way the Mayim Arim is punishing that woman.
So what was he saying this for?
Let me go through the river.
Oh, this is Makom Sakana. I see. Okay, that's a very interesting, very appropriate for this week's parsha. The Parsha Kisete talks about Gerushin, and there's the Isser. I'll just say it since we have a few moments now. Interesting, there's the Isser to marry ones. Someone gets divorced, and that wife gets married to somebody else. And she gets divorced from him, you can't remarry. That's Isser Machzik Rujoso. So there's a whole discussion in the Nevuas of Yishai and Yirmiyah that Am Yisrael, we were divorced by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we remarried to Avodah Zarah. So now it's awesome for us to remarry Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Isser Machshik Rushaso. So the Chaban has a beautiful discussion in this week's Parsha, how exactly are we motivated to remarry Kadosh Baruch Hu? So we quote the Gemara Numa, which is also quite appropriate for the coming weeks of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara says, Gadol Tshuva Shedocha Lo Sasei Shebetorah. The Tshuva is so great, you're right, there is an Isser. There's an Isser to remarry Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Isser Machshik Grushaso, because the Tshuva we're going to do, though, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to overlook the Isser of Machshik Grushaso and marry us. That's one answer.
Asedochelotase.
I'm marrying, okay, yeah.
And this is the beginning, and in Girat Tshuva and Tanya, it says that if you over mitzvah taseh, overlotase, it's much worse. then lo tase. Why? Because mitzvot aseh is an action. And mitzvot aseh are Rama Chevar de Malka, like the Zohar says, that each mitzvah is keneged devar, the same way the nefesh gives a chius to the eye to see, to the ears. Therefore, to 48 mitzvot, each one is special at some point. So when you do not do mitzvot aseh, you miss that special light, the continuation light, and you have no opportunity because you didn't do it. It will, unlike mitzvot aseh, there is no action. Only al derech hashliya, you didn't do it, so it's ratzon Hashem, but it's not real action, and no.
Okay.
So in some aspect, mitzvot aseh is more chamur than not aseh.
Aseh derech lo aseh. Okay, then the Gemara goes on and says. And
that's why aseh docha lo aseh.
Because it's greater.
Yeah.
Okay, then the Gemara quotes a simon, a mnemonic of Chanan, Yochanan, Zera, Abba, Yaakov, Yosef, Shmuel, Chayim, Nachum, simon. If you can memorize all those different names, you'll hopefully be able to remember all the upcoming sugyas. But if you can't, so you won't. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanan Chasne de Benisiyahava. Rabbi Chanan was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Lo ka havile bane, he didn't have any children. Bay rachme v'havile, and he had, he davened Hashem, and he had a child. The day he had a child, Rav Chanan died. So Pasach Aleha Husaptana, the eulogist said, Simcha Lasuga Nevcha. The Simcha of having a child turned into a sad day. Sasan V'yagon Nidbiku. Sasan and Simcha and grief, joy and happiness.
His father or his grandfather?
The father died. After the mother had the baby, the father died right away. So we have these sadness and joy are mixed together. Beish Simchaso Nenach, in the moment of Simcha, we let out a big sigh. Beish Chaninaso Avar Chanino. The time of. Asika Lechagan Al Shmei, and they call the child Chanan, named after his father. Many times a person will name a child after someone who died, but maybe died young, or something may have happened. They want a name after the deceased, so they'll alter the name a little bit. They didn't call him, his name was Chanan, they called him Chanan. So I'm not sure there's a slight difference. So maybe that was a part of it, I don't know. Kinach nafshei de b'yochanan, b'yochanan died, pasach alei Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, he gave the eulogy. Kashi hayom, the Yisrael, kiyom ba shemesh b'tzarayim. The day is so hard and difficult for Klai, so with Rabbi Yochanan dying, like the day that the sun comes that sets during in the afternoon. And that day, Vavesu Hashemesh B'Tzarayim, that day the sun set earlier. Rabbi Yochanan himself, interesting, he makes a comment that was the day that Yoshiyahu had been killed, the sun set earlier. So Rabbi Yochanan, now when Rabbi Yochanan himself dies, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak ben Elazar, this day is as difficult a day that the sun had set earlier during the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Kinach nashed Rabbi Yochanan, and also the day he died, Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef Rabbi Yami was sinning. Shiva Ushloshim, he sat a regular Shiva and a regular Shloshim, like a son. Amr Rabbi Abba Breder Rabbi Chiba Abba, Rabbi Yami David, Legarma Hu David. He did this based on his own, he's a Das Yachid. We don't pass him like him, but he did this he thought this was appropriate for him. And Dehachi Amr Rabbi Chiba Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Rabba Shulim Lechachma, Inu Yoshiv Alav, Elo Yom Echad. Yochanan himself, who apparently was a Rebbe, Rabbi Ami, he himself held that even a person, a Rebbe, a person does not sit Shiva for a Rebbe, he only sits one day. One day Shiva. So Rabbi Ami wasn't even following his own Rebbe's opinion. Sitting Shiva for his Rebbe, he was going against his Rebbe. Now there's a discussion in Tosos here, what exactly is considered a Rabbo. Maybe we'll... Yeah, we have time. Let's do this Tosos here. Al Rabbo Shalom Dechachma. Beperk Eilu Metzios says Tosos, Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Machlokas. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shuruv Chachmaso, Hey Manu. A Rabbo is someone who person learned most of his Chachma from. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilo Ha'ir Einav Ela Mishra Achas. Even though he shows him just one Mishnah, that's considered a Rabbo. Zeh Rabbo. Masik Shan, the Gemara concludes there. Ula Omer Tamidi Chachamim Sheba Bavel Korin Zel Zeh Rabbi Yossi. All the Tamidim Chamim, who didn't learn Rov Chachmasa, but they learned together in Kolim, so they held like Rabbi Yossi, they would tear for one another. When one of them would die, the other one would tear Kriya. Uposek Rav Shesh is Rabbi Yossi, and they pass like Rabbi Yossi as well. Okay. It goes on to say that Shilta says otherwise. Let's finish off the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Ki nach nafshei de Rabbi Abohu. When Rabbi Abohu had died, Achiso amude de Kesari Maya. The amudim, I guess the pillars themselves. Ah, wow! I thought the actual pillars in Caesarea had drawn water, leaked water, like tears. Water is pouring down from them. Maybe it's referring to the aqueducts or something. I don't know. Could be. Okay. Rabbi Yossi shafu marzave de tzipur dima, that the gutters of Tzipore were drawing blood because Rabbi Yossi, was he killed? Oh, Rabbi Yossi died? Was he
killed?
Right.
Marzevim, it's the gutters.
Yeah, the gutters, I said, yeah. But was Rabbi Yossi killed?
No, he said he... when the Romans from...
Rabbi Yossi died.
Did he kill the...
He kept going with doing brisim, even though it was dangerous.
Okay.
So he was shedding blood, so now in his honor, the gutters shed.
Okay, I see. So he's Moser Nefesh. And when Rabbi Yaakov, when he died, his chami kochavi b'imama, the stars got hot during the daytime. I'm sure there's a lot of depth to all this. Rabbi Asin, Rabbi Asi died, Iakri kol ilane, Kadosh Baruch Hu had uprooted, I guess, with a massive wind, tornado, hurricane, I don't know. He uprooted many trees, or all the trees. Rabbi Chia, when he passed away, nichisi kefi denur markia, the stones of fire came down, I guess, comets and stuff were flying down. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Simai, when he died, Ishtai Tamanaya Vahavu Lamachataya. So the idols, I guess, got pulverized and they were broken up into pieces. Something like that.
The idols that were engraved on coins, coins became like flat. The idols just like disappeared.
Okay. Rabbi Tanchum Barchia, when he had passed away, it's got to call in Dartaya. All the different also images that the kings would make wherever they were, I'm not sure, pictures or statues, they would also be cut down. And Rabbi Eliyashiv, Ichatu Shivin Machtare, the Ganavim dug 7 tunnels, bin Naharda. So when Yashiv was alive, so the whole city of Naharda was protected from Ganavim. But the day he died, the robbers came in and started tunneling in and stealing things from the homes. Rav Hamnuna, when he had died, Nichisa Kipe Devrada Markia, hail came down from the sky. The Rabba Rav Yosef, when they had died, Nashu Kipe Defras Adade, the bridges of Pras had touched each other. Okay, something interesting happened. And the Bai Virava, when they died, Nashi Kepi de Digas Adade, the bridges of the Chideka River touch each other. And finally, Kinach Nafshe de Rabbi Misharshia, Ton Dikle Sheita, when he had died, these palm trees or date trees started having thorns go out instead of dates going out. So, fascinating Gemara. Don't know what all these things mean, but clearly the world was very upset when we lost these tremendous Gdolim. Okay, so everyone should have a good Shabbos.